Today is the Feast of Corpus Christi. The epistle for the Feast of Corpus Christi is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 11. Brethren, I have received of the Lord that which also I have delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread and giving thanks, broke and said, "Take ye and eat. This is my body, which shall be delivered for you. This do for the commemoration of me." In like manner also the chalice after he has supped, saying, "This chalice is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you shall drink for the commemoration of me. For as often as you shall eat this bread and drink this chalice, you shall show the death of the Lord until he come. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread or drink of the chalice of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and of the blood of the Lord. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of the chalice. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh judgment to himself, not discerning the body of the Lord." In the Holy Gospel. Is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6. At that time, Jesus said to the multitudes of the Jews, "My flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood abideth in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, the same also shall live by me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth this bread shall live forever." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. The Lord Jesus took bread and, giving thanks, broke and said, "This is my body." And these words are taken from the epistle of this evening's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, many years ago, there was a church operated by a missionary society in Africa. And one of the priests there was in charge of the sacristy. That means he took care of the things of the chapel. However, this priest was often puzzled to find the altar cloths on the altar wrinkled and out of place. And this was after he had spent so much time carefully arranging them each morning. And as he would go and fix the altar cloths, he was often surprised to find a banana hidden away in the folds of the linen. Well, this happened so frequently that he decided to watch to see who was responsible for this. So one day, the priest decided to hide in the sacristy, near a little window through which he could see all that happened in the church. And as he sat and looked, he noticed that several people came into the church to make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament, but nothing unusual happened. And as the priest continued to wait, he decided to begin his divine office. The divine office is a series of long prayers, the little black book that the priest carries around, the prayers that he is obliged to say every day. And so as the priest was praying, all of a sudden he heard the outer door of the church open and close very softly. And so he looked through the little window. And he saw coming down the aisle of the church a little native boy walking right toward the altar. And the little boy stopped at the altar rail. And he looked carefully around from side to side and in the back to see if anyone was watching him. And then this little boy went up to the altar and he stood right in front of the tabernacle. And the priest heard him say this. The little boy said, "Good morning, Jesus. It's dinner time. I hope you're hungry. And then the little boy lifted up the altar cloths as if looking for something hidden. And when he didn't find anything, a happy smile lit up his face. He turned once more, raising his eyes to the tabernacle, saying, "Good. I see you have eaten the banana I brought to you yesterday." And pulling out another banana from his satchel, he said, "Here is another one." And standing on his tiptoes, the boy stretched out his hands, holding the banana, and he set it beneath the altar cloth just in front of the tabernacle. "Look well, Jesus," the little boy said, "and see where I put it. It is here underneath the altar cloth. I don't want anyone to take it from you. Now I am going home to drink my rice water. Goodbye, Jesus." And with that, the little boy turned and walked to the front of the altar steps. He made a brave attempt at a genuflection before the altar and a big sign of the cross, and off he went. My dear faithful, this amusing story really shows us what great faith this little boy had. It shows us that this little native boy really believed that our Lord was there in the tabernacle. No doubt the missionary priest taught this to him in his catechism classes. The priest taught him the truth that during Mass, when the priest pronounces those most sacred words of consecration, the bread and wine are changed into the body and blood of Christ. And they instructed the boy that after communion, our Lord, present in the tabernacle, present in the Blessed Sacrament, is then locked in the tabernacle, the little golden box. And he is there so that we could visit him, so that we could ask him for help, and so that we may comfort him. And he is there under the appearance of bread so that we can also receive him in Holy Communion. And so being taught this, the little boy probably thought to himself, well, if God is really there in the tabernacle, I better go and visit him. If he is so kind as to feed me even himself, I better return this act of kindness and give Jesus something. If he is there for me in the tabernacle, he must really care about me. He must really love me. And I want to show him that I care about him. The faith of this little boy is quite remarkable. It kind of puts our own faith to shame. This young lad probably didn't even know his arithmetic. Maybe he didn't know how to read and write. And he certainly didn't understand and know the great sciences. And yet he understood and believed something far more important: that God loves him, and that he is even under the appearances of bread for him. Well, my dear faithful, in the epistle of this evening's Mass, St. Paul tells us about the Last Supper. He says, Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, that is, the first Holy Thursday night, took bread, and giving thanks, broke and said, "This is my body." And in the Holy Eucharist, our Lord does not feed us with mere bread, but rather he feeds us with himself to strengthen us. And in giving himself in Holy Communion, and by remaining hidden in the locked tabernacle, my dear faithful, he gives us everything that is ever worth living for. My dear faithful, if you are worn down in life by daily trials, the crosses and headaches and heartaches of life, then go to our divine Savior in the Blessed Sacrament. If you are upset and frustrated with the politics and the immorality that bombards us in the world today, the agenda of evil men, then receive our divine friend in Holy Communion and ask him in a childlike way, that is in simple words, for the strength and help you need to persevere. If, my dear faithful, you want the grace of conversion for a loved one, a parent, a son or a daughter, or a dear friend, then beg our divine Savior in Holy Communion for the grace of this conversion, so that we may all day be united in heaven. Go, my dear faithful, to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament and ask him for the conversion of sinners, and ask him to save our country, the church, and the world. We often forget how great of a treasure we really have. Even when we are so close to the altar, and even when we receive Holy Communion every day, sometimes we forget that it is actually God who we are receiving. We are really receiving him who can do all things. Nothing is hard or impossible to him. And sometimes it seems that our divine Savior does not answer our prayers, we must always remember that he does hear us and that he answers us in the best way possible. It may not seem like the best way to us, or sometimes we may not get what we want, but our loving Savior knows what is best for us. He does what is best for us. And we must do our part by trusting in him. And since our divine Savior is so generous, my dear faithful, with us, especially in this great sacrament, let us be generous with him, just like that little boy in the story. We do not need to put a banana on the altar. But we do, my dear faithful, need to at least acknowledge our divine Savior, to pay him some attention. That's all our Lord wants, our acknowledgement. And so let us imitate the spirit and the faith of this little boy. Remember, my dear faithful, our Lord is truly there, present in the Blessed Sacrament, just for us. And he is there so that we can visit him, present our troubles and trials to him. And how blessed we are because we have this opportunity here in Round Top more than most of the other chapels and missions around the country. How blessed we really are. There's a certain family at one of our missions who has to drive 7 hours one way just to attend Mass and receive Holy Communion. And we have our divine Savior so close to us. And so let us be sure to show our appreciation. Let us set aside any indifference we may have, that is, any lack of care. And let us draw near to him in the Holy Eucharist. And we could do this by taking the time and making sacrifices to spend more time with him, especially since we have all-night adoration. We have here First Friday devotions, evening, and First Saturday morning, Mass every first Saturday. And every Thursday, we do a special holy hour, the midnight holy hour, just to make reparation to our divine Savior. And my dear faithful, especially on this feast day and during this octave, let us be sure to renew our devotions and to receive Holy Communion more devoutly. And may all of us always remember that It is during that time with our Eucharistic King, when he is in our heart, it is during that time that we will find peace and that we can offer our Lord thanks for his many blessings that he has showered upon us and to ask him for any favors we may need. We may not, my dear faithful, hear anything, just like the little boy in the story did not hear anything or did not hear an answer from our divine Savior. But the boy was confident that he had pleased his God and confident that the Sacred Heart would remember for all eternity that little token of appreciation, that banana given for love of him. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.